This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers.
Hi there, Marina Ventura here. I love finding out about the natural world, and that includes the Earth's climate. We know that weather can change from one day to the next, but climates can change too over the time span of years, centuries, or even longer. So I'm on a mission to fill MapApp with the latest climate information with the help of some awesome climate explorers. Come on then, let's go. We've been finding out that the climate naturally changes over time, but that humans are having an impact too. The planet is experiencing extreme weather conditions and rising sea levels, which are affecting not only humans, but all animals and plant life on Earth too.
Sometimes it's hard to feel like you can make a difference, or it can seem like the problems are so big that nothing will help. But that's not the case.
That's right. There's plenty you can do. Let's talk to another climate explorer who has some great tips for us.
Hi, I'm Rosita and I'm an energy scientist. The biggest cause of man-made climate change is the gases which are produced when we burn fossil fuels. We burn them to produce energy in power stations that creates electricity so that we can power lights and gadgets. We also burn them to heat our homes and they're in the fuel we use in our cars. So the simplest way to make a difference is to use less energy that comes from burning fossil fuels. Whenever you're not using the TV, computer, or video game console, switch them off. Don't just leave them on standby. That way, they won't use as much energy. Switching lights off when no one is in a room is another easy way to reduce the amount of energy used. It's easy to switch them off if we all unplugged our mobile phone and tablet chargers after using them. We could close a big coal-fired power station. We could all walk or cycle short distances instead of driving to reduce the amount of fuel we use in our cars. If it's possible, walk or cycle to school instead of taking the bus. You'll get fitter too.
Phil, the forest scientist, told us that trees absorb carbon in the atmosphere and help reduce the amount of greenhouse gases. So what happens when we cut down forests to make room for farms?
Many acres of forest are lost to farm grains to feed cows, to feed us. This land would be able to feed many more people if we ate the grains ourselves. So by not letting food go to waste or by eating less meat, we have a way to preserve forests and help us reduce the amount of greenhouse gases.
Thanks, Rosita. There are some brilliant tips there.
Marina, we've forgotten something else that kids can do to help tackle climate change.
What's that, Mappy?
They can become climate explorers too.
Of course. We've met lots of really cool scientists who study every corner of the world to find out more about the Earth's climate and how it's changing.
From volcanoes to coral reefs and tropical islands.
Up in the clouds and into the deepest forests.
Looking at animals, plants, fossils and oceans.
Using computers, drones, aeroplanes and lasers. There's tons of careers you can get stuck into when you're a grown-up to really make a difference and learn more about our wonderful planet. Now, what about a walk to the woods to count some tree rings?
Good idea, Marina. I think we've earned a break.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world. Find out more at funkidslive.com/marina.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.